Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, it's Courtney Sweeney. And
I'm
getting that call because I didn't put my phone on silent.
Look at her with her
I also answered. Yeah. It was my husband.
Yeah. Bring him in on the interview.
That's exactly it. Hey, honey.
Right? Yeah, I told him I was.
Put it right on the mic and you can join.
Yeah. Put it on vibrate.
Yeah. We used to do that with Tanner. We used to film episodes when I was on the road. And for his segment,
yeah,
I would call in and be like, yo, we're doing a segment right now. And I'd hold my cell phone to my mic and he would ask the question. So.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I'm Courtney Sweeney, and I'm the owner of Corridor Shops and Events.
There we go. Awesome. So you've been here once or twice?
A couple times.
What's new and exciting?
Oh, man, what isn't? We had a couple big changes over the last couple weeks. I removed a lot of walls and storage in my office to make room for some vendors and just to kind of expand out a little bit. We've had a little bit of ups and downs with the space that we have here. Like, we are growing and just needing to find a solution. So we did try and look at moving into a new location, a bigger building and stuff like that, to the point where I was almost like going to sign a lease, and then it just didn't end up working out. So we're still here. We're staying here for the foreseeable future, and we've got some big plans to get bigger. So
that's awesome. Yeah. And then you're talking about magic.
Oh, yeah.
Before, so what's that about? Because, like, yeah, you got really excited when we were saying magic.
Okay,
hey, are we talking about that?
Back in the day when I first opened up Corridor, it actually wasn't supposed to be Corridor the way that it was. It was going to be mostly, like, my stuff, which was a lot of the metaphysical, the crystals, that kind of thing is kind of where I was going with that. And we had started out with just a couple vendors. But the whole vendor thing took off, and I kind of just ran with it.
Yeah.
So now, you know, with this whole space issue that we've had, I was like, how do I get more space for the things that we need that I've been kind of keeping in pocket and working on, and but also, like, stay where we're at, because people know where we are now, and some people don't even know where we are, so don't want to make it difficult for people. Oh, they're over there. No, they're over there. So there's another bay in this building that we're at right now coming available, and I am taking it over, and we are moving everything that is all crystals, metaphysical, witchcraft and wizardry over into that smaller bay. So that'll open up that'll open up some space for us. So it's called Casting Crows.
Nice.
Yeah, Corridor of Curios.
Okay, what's a curio?
Curiosities.
Oh yeah. I've never heard that word before.
Curios, yeah, like a really curio cabinet. Like, you open up a curio cabinet, right?
So it's like a good cereal, right?
Yeah,
curios?
Yeah, right? So my brother helped me out with my logo and stuff like that, and he actually put a little Easter egg in there and did our Corridor logo in the actual Casting Crows logo, because it says Corridor of Curios. So it's still part of Corridor, but not really. So, you know, a couple of vendors who actually have, like, a lot of that stuff, or that they specialize in that kind of stuff like I do, we're going to pop over there. It's going to open up a whole bunch more space. I had announced back in April that we were bringing in all the dance stuff. That, with the whole, or we're moving, we're not moving, it kind of slowed things down, but that's still happening. We're still bringing in all the dance tights and stuff like that for for the kids, and yeah, so
that's fun.
There's a lot of moving parts, but we're getting there.
There you go.
Yeah, so.
And now we're about to roll into the summertime, though.
Yeah.
And I know you're a mom.
Yeah.
So what are the summer plans? Oh man, not in school anymore.
Yeah, yeah. So there's like nine days left or something. So. Yeah. We actually had plans to go out of town at the end of the month because Thomas, who's my husband, he's got 18 off. But Calgary has no water right now. They're having a crisis down there with their water line. So we were going to go down there and visit family.
You didn't hear that?
No, yeah.
The main water line in the city
catastrophically failed. Yeah, my brother works at the water treatment plant in Cochrane, so... Yeah, it's bad. Yeah.
And they had drought warnings saying that the city was going to drought and then like nobody could use water.
Yeah.
Then they got heavy, heavy rains and they were like, no more drought warning. Everybody can use the water.
Yeah.
And then they got so much rain that it caused a catastrophic failure on their main water line and they were like, no more water.
16th Ave. Yeah. The line burst. Yeah. It's a mess.
What?
Yeah, it's been like that for about a week now. Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. So we don't know if they'll have any like water down there, so they're saying like limit your showers and your dishes and all of that stuff, just like when we had our flood here where it was like minimal use. It's basically like do not use it unless you absolutely need to.
Right,
if it's brown, flush it down. If it's yellow, let it melt.
Wild.
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
A big deal if I'm hearing about it. That's why I know, like, because I don't look at the news. Like, I go out of my way, right? So I'm like, if it's important, I'll hear about it.
So
it must be important because I'm hearing about it.
Yeah, so I want...
That's right. That's exactly it.
I wanted to... we wanted to go and see my family that's down there. Like, my grandma and stuff is all down there and bring the kids to, like, Callaway Park and stuff. So it's kind of a little bit on hold. And now with the new location taking place around the same time, we might just wait till later on.
Yeah.
But not a whole lot. I mean, me and my husband, like, we work shift work. So when he's working, I'm working. And when we're off, together. So we might just pop down to Edmonton, you know, do a couple things, see my dad. But not too much.
Not too much.
Right?
Well, I find it funny every time I ask anybody about traveling from Fort McMurray, they say, I'm not going anywhere major. I'm just going to go down to Edmonton or Calgary. And I'm just like, you know, that's 4 and 9 hours drive one way.
Right.
Yeah. Like, if you told anybody in the rest of the world, like, I'm going to go on a vacation and it's going to take me 4 hours to drive there, they'd be like, you're going to the other end of the country?
Yeah.
Like, it would be mind-blowing to them. That's right.
Yeah. I always have a running joke about, like, people are like, I never go downtown to shop when they want to come, like, down to Corridor and stuff, right? And I'm like, but you go to Costco, which is 4 hours south.
It's so stupid.
It's funny.
Yeah. Like, with all the parties that we throw here, like the raise that Tanner's company, ETE, is throwing in town, we try to throw the majority of them downtown. Like, for every two or three we have downtown, we'll do one up in Timberlake.
Well, I even offered some like incentives to some of the vendors if they want to do exclusivity with Corridor, because sometimes if there's too many people being in too many different spots, they spread themselves thin. Having that exclusivity with Corridor gives them an option to really, really grow and really like make some serious money. And it also just brings people down here. Like, I feel like a lot of the community is missing out on a lot of little things that we have that you can do here.
Yeah. They just don't want to come downtown.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Our studio is downtown. We do a lot of things downtown. Downtown's awesome.
We like it.
Yeah. And one of the people you have here, like Carrie from Patchouli Rose, she's a sponsor for all of our episodes. Her stuff's here and I come and get it and like and I end up looking at other stuff and I leave with a pin or a sticker or
something.
Who knows?
Right?
Yeah.
Hashtag sorry, not sorry. Yeah.
That's right. How is your dad's money?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I need to send him a picture because there's not a lot left. So I talk to my dad every day. So he's like, okay, so I found these and I found this. So we've been like, talking about that kind of stuff. He's in the middle of a move too right now. So, he's got a bunch of stuff, some new world coins and some new dollar bills, but yeah, I was doing really, really good. I'm really excited about it.
Dollar
bills.
It was a cool, like when I saw it here and you were putting it together, like what a great way to start collecting money.
Yeah. And a lot of people are like, oh, cool, old money, but they don't realize that some of the bills that we have are actually a little bit more unique because of the serial numbers or, you know, specifically the serial numbers, but the type of serial number that it is, because there's a couple different kinds that can make it more unique and more collectible.
Tanner's a collector of currency.
Yeah.
Currency, right?
Yeah.
I'm a collector of currency as well, except it doesn't stay long enough.
Right. That's fair enough. So with this expansion that didn't happen, let's chat about not that it didn't happen.
Yeah.
This concept that you had, there was only maybe 14 vendors at first?
Yeah, in December when we opened, in 2022, after we opened, the first Christmas that we actually had, I went back and counted, doing my business plan. So we had 20 vendors at the time. And now we have over 70. That's not including the stuff that I bring in to fill the gaps, right? Because I have other companies in Alberta and Canada that I wholesale from or bring in to fill in some of the gaps that we're missing, right? Mm-hmm. So it's pretty a lot.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It kind of snowballed.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Yeah. Now
for
I got legitimate employees and stuff now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Because I remember when your husband was just switching car seats out, hey, I need this vehicle. And then you were just I needed to move some stuff. And you're just kids and stuff.
Well, I'm waiting for my new truck from Toyota for the store because we need
big shout out, another sponsor.
We need, I need something to move the furniture and stuff, right? I've actually accumulated quite a large amount of big pieces that I want to finish. I've been working on a couple smaller pieces. We're learning all the things, all the tricks. So
that's right. And people obviously like it and have gravitated to you because there's other opportunities for them to put their stuff in different places.
I think a lot of the time, and I get this a lot from customers too, and I mean, it's not a toot my own horn or anything, but a lot of people talk about the vibe that they get and they talk about the experience. My employees are absolutely amazing. They go above and beyond posting videos and doing stuff and sharing. I don't ask them to do any of that stuff. That's not part of their job, is to do videos and post things that they like, or, we get new stock in. That's not what they're there for, but it's just that extra bit that really makes a difference. And I feel like that's why a lot of the people like to come here.
Yeah.
And I'm a beacon for sparkly people, apparently.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, whatever works.
Yeah, us neurodivergent.
Yeah.
Right?
I wish so much that people could see what this guy is up to behind the scenes.
Oh, I know.
Because, he's very involved in the podcast.
I know.
But nobody ever sees it.
Yeah, he is the voice behind the camera. Right.
So, alongside with the things that you can buy, you also have events and things out here.
And
we've never really spoken about that in depth. Explain that component of this.
So, we had started the events when we had opened, but I would just push the furniture out of the way. But now it would be way too complicated. So when we expanded to the back half of the store where we're sitting right now, it was kind of this is going to be our designated event space. And we started out small with paint nights. And we had a couple of those, and we did some kids painting in the back, which was really, really fun. I think paint nights kind of died off a little bit since when they were kind of crazy faddish back in 2015, 16.
Yeah.
But we have a really good time with them. And then we started bringing in some new stuff. So we do pottery, which is huge. We do 3 a week. I think the summertime will be a little bit slower just because a lot of people are traveling this time of year. End of school stuff is going on, so they're a little bit slower. The pottery is great. We do all kinds of different classes, like make a mug, the clay to cue, which is you can make your own little clay critter thing. I actually have some.
Do you have a kiln in here?
No. So Sarah brings all the supplies, the clay and everything like that. Yeah. And we make them. And then she takes them home and uses her kiln because she actually has a pottery studio in her home.
Oh.
Yeah. So
well,
she can do. Yeah. She fancy. Okay. Yeah.
Good job, Sarah.
But she, and she does classes at home too. So she does the wheel and stuff like that.
Cool.
So you can do that stuff if you want to do some of this. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But here we can have more people, so it's good that way. And then we started doing, we had some card reading, tarot card, Oracle card reading, learn it to do it yourself. We did some meditation stuff, brought in some different kinds of painting stuff, felting, candle making, beating. And our newest, most popular, I think, one, I mean, I shouldn't say most popular because we do have a lot of popularity with some of the other ones, but the stained glass is huge. Oh. So Nicole, who is my employee, she's also a vendor. She does our stained glass here. She actually teaches a class, a workshop, okay, a crash course in beginner stained glass. So
interesting.
Yeah, it's cool. So it's basically you're here for the day, you make it, you take it home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the one of the things, like when we first met and you were explaining the concept of this business to me, I was just like, you know what? Those events are so unique. Like what you were talking about doing, and like obviously you're just moving furniture around. So I was like, I don't know how she's going to pull it off, but like if she can get events going here, like that would be very interesting.
Yeah.
So it's cool that you
got it. It's really fun. Like, it is still like a huge learning process. We haven't really fully grasped the whole, like, okay, how do we do like wait lists and this and that? And so there are some of the details behind the scenes that we're still trying to figure out. And everybody has been so good, like customers and stuff. We have to cancel something, they've been great. Mm-hmm. And we try to accommodate everybody as best that we can. And it's just, it's something that I feel like has been lacking. And it's really cool to see how many people enjoy coming out and seeing it and doing it, or even just hearing about the things that we do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping to have more of the No School Friday kids stuff coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think it's just a great opportunity for the vendors too, because they can, you know, teach their craft.
Yeah,
so
that's right. Very cool. Well, listen, unfortunately, Tanner's tapped his watch. That means we're out of time. But as you know, before I cut you loose, you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Geez, I always make this so difficult. So
you really do. It's quite
I'm like,
amusing.
There's just so many
like,
people, and I want to
so
think.
Natural, and you get here, and you're like,
no, I think this is like the one that I've been thinking about the most. I'm like, okay, who am I going to plug at the very end? I don't care about anything else. I'm like, I got to think about it, right? So manager, because she's here, and she's in, and she's out, and she's doing in, and she's out, and she's. So, and that's Victoria. So, and that's EL socials. So
there we
she's
go.
Great, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose, and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker.